This show contains language and themes that may be considered offensive to some. Please use your best judgment about whether or not you should be listening. This show contains spoilers, so if you don't want to know, you shouldn't listen.
Yes, I'm going to start talking first. You ready? Hello, welcome to Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at deliberatenoise.com/sci-fi. That's S-C-I-F-I. If you want to send audio feedback, you can go ahead and leave it at the thing that I just mentioned. The website, or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772, and chances are probably pretty good that I'm going to play and probably even respond to your feedback on a episode. Now, this is minutes, mere minutes after the conclusion of Doctor Who Series 7 on Sci-Fi. Just ended 5 minutes ago. In fact, the reason that we got this late start is because I wanted to rewatch the very ending again where they introduce... Oh, by the way, before we go on, there are going to be a lot of spoilers. There are going to be so many damn spoilers.
Get ready.
And I'm just saying that voice that you just heard was my son, Steven, who really was not... You really weren't a Doctor Who fan until recently, right?
No, not really.
What happened? What changed your mind all of a sudden?
Denying the Doctor.
Okay, but why did you even watch it? Because I've been trying to get you to watch Doctor Who with me for years. And when you were a little...
I don't know. I guess I'm just a bit more open-minded to that, to your sort of thing now. Just a bit. Not completely, but just a bit.
So
you know that.
So you'll watch some of the movies I like and some of the TV, but you still want to read comic books, right?
No, I just don't like them.
Are you sure you're my son?
I'm sure.
Are you positive?
I'm sure.
Anyway, what is it about the Ninth Doctor that made you want to continue with the series? I mean, why did you like him so much?
Probably that he was always quick to jump into things.
Okay, but if you watch the older Doctor, you know the Doctors that you won't watch because they look too old?
Yes.
If you watch them, you'll see he's the same way. He's really quick to jump in and help people.
But that was also the first Doctor that I've actually paid attention... Well, no, the first Doctor that I ever paid attention to was Matt Smith. But Ninth Doctor is the first Doctor that I can remember the first episode that I've seen.
Okay, and that was what?
Rose.
Because that was the first one. And I'm telling you right now, when that episode came out, Doctor Who was back bigger than ever. Because for years...
For about 20, maybe...
It was a long, long time. I don't even know exactly how many years. But Doctor Who was gone. It was unpopular. Yes. Nobody wanted to have anything to do with it.
And then they come back.
And then they came back strong. Right.
Yeah.
All right. So what was your favorite episode from The Ninth Doctor?
My favorite episode from The Ninth Doctor?
Yes.
Number 11.
Which was?
Bad Wolf. And number 12 because it's a two-part.
Okay. All right. Oh, and by the way, for those of you who don't know, Steven is 10 years old. So that's why he sounds...
9 and a half.
That's why he sounds like a 10-year-old sometimes.
But I...
Okay, now, have you watched all of David Tennant's Doctors?
No.
Okay, now why do you keep skipping around? Because just so the people know, that's one thing that bugs me about him. We're watching Doctor Who on Netflix, and he'll watch 2 or 3 episodes, and then, you know, we'll stop watching because it's usually bedtime or whatever. And then when I come back, he's like 6 or 7 episodes down the line. Because why? You just like the name of the title or the description or why? Why do you skip around like that?
I like to know things. And I don't really care about what leads up to those things.
So you don't care about continuity. You just want the story. Yes. Yeah, but you realize that you miss a whole lot. Like, you have absolutely no idea who Donna Noble is.
No.
Right?
Also, I have no idea
who Martha Jones is.
Well, actually, I have watched a Martha Jones episode.
Right, you watched Blink. Not. Martha Jones was in there.
I watched another one. Which one? Utopia.
Eh, Utopia was okay. Blink. I know. That was the one right after Blink, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was Martha and Jack Harkness.
Yeah. Now, so far, who's your favorite...
Companion.
It's easy if I say who's your favorite Ninth Doctor companion, because there's, what, only 3 of them. There's Rose, Adam, and Jack Harkness. What? Do you even remember Adam?
Yeah, I remember Adam. He's from... Dalek and the Long Game.
Right.
But, are you my mama? Stop it! That's not funny! That's not funny!
Okay, alright, go on. Who's your favorite companion?
Does I have to be an actual companion or just someone who traveled with them more than once?
I count anybody who's traveled with him more than once as a companion. Because as much as people like Sally Sparrow, I don't consider her to be a companion.
Who's Sally
Sparrow? At all. Blink.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah.
She's not a companion.
No, she's not.
That's the only episode she appeared in.
Right, and she ran into him one time for like, what, all of 20, 30 seconds? And most of those, he was just like, look, I got to go. I got stuff to do. But there are people who insist that she's a companion. Who's your favorite?
Honestly.
More than once. Who's your favorite?
More than once.
More than once.
It's any doctor. Any doctor.
Any doctor.
Okay.
If you want to go back to the days of Romana and Susan and Leela and Ian, any doctor. Just don't say Tegan, because that's just wrong.
Who's that?
Just go on. Oh. Who's your favorite doctor? Sarah Jane? Companion.
You were about to say Kanan.
No, I was about to say Sarah Jane.
Not Sarah Jane.
Right, because you haven't watched most of her stuff. Because you know she had her own TV show, Sarah Jane Adventures. Mm-hmm. I think you'd like that show.
And then Kanan had his own show. No, and then Jack had his own show.
Yeah.
And then John Hurts is getting his show.
What are you talking about? He's getting his show.
John Hurts as the doctor.
How about we finish talking about this before we go ahead and spoil the final episode?
Okay.
Jeez, you just like to just spoil everything. You have to lead up to spoilers, thank you, sir.
It's gotta be either Clara.
Uh huh.
Rose.
Uh huh.
Amy.
Uh huh. You know, a lot of people hate Amy, though. I don't know why, but a lot of people hate Amy.
Or,
Because I have a friend named Ed. He does not like the Ponds.
McDoofus Face.
McDoofus Face. Adam?
No.
Mickey?
The other one.
Mickey.
No.
You don't like Mickey?
Mickey.
How can you not like Mickey?
Okay, but that's not the one I was thinking of.
All right.
McDoofus Face.
Is.
11th Doctor.
Is.
Rory,
okay. A lot of people don't like Rory or Amy.
Oh my god. Well,
because they're kind of, what the hell is going on here? All right, we're back. It was just a quick interruption.
Yeah.
Anyway, for those of you who are longtime listeners to the Deliberate Noise Network,
then you've probably heard me before.
Yeah. People have heard of you. But if you're a real long listener, then you know that there are times when I'd be in the basement whispering because I didn't want to wake up certain people. You know, well, they don't have that kind of same consideration when I'm recording. However, getting back, All right, now we know who your favorite doctor is. That's Eccleston, right? Your favorite companion is Clara, right?
That's one of them. But okay, yeah.
Who's your favorite villain?
My favorite villain.
Come on, sit up.
Does it have to be a plural?
It can be a plural. It can be a singular.
Well, you already know. Wait, can I do my top five?
Yeah.
My top three.
Do your top three. I know who they are, but the people don't.
Number one is the Daleks.
Yeah, I'm just
Number two is the Weeping Angels.
Uh-huh.
And then number three is the Cybermen.
Okay. There you go. That's your top three.
Yep.
Are you sure about that? You don't want to change anything?
You know what?
What?
I'm going to take out the Weeping Angels.
Really?
But I can't put the Whisper Men because they barely appear.
I know. You know, no. Yours is the Weeping Angels. Because I can just do like this and freak you out if it's the middle of the night, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you can't tell me that they're not. You can't take them out.
Okay. Fine. Okay. What's the topic now?
Favorite episode.
Favorite episode.
Yeah, your favorite episode. I know what it is. Blink.
Oh.
How many times have you watched Blink? No, you better not sit there and say once. You cannot.
One and three quarters.
All right. Yeah, sure. One and three quarters. My bloody behind. No way. You've seen that thing at least seven times, Steven.
What?
How many times have you seen it?
One, three quarters.
Impossible. I've walked in on you at least three times watching it.
No.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Ugh.
Really bad memory.
Yeah, okay. What's your favorite episode? Steven, you have to sit up.
Anything with the Daleks, the Weeping Angels, or the Cybermen?
Okay.
Do you want me to be specific?
No, I'd prefer it if you weren't specific.
Did you already ask me my favorite? Oh, no, that was my favorite Ninth Doctor episode.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
What now?
All right, so let's talk about this season.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This season, well, for like the half of the season, the second half of the season, it was pretty much all about Clara and the mystery surrounding her and how it seems it
how it that you know that leads up to the end. You've told me that stuff in seasons leads to the end.
Right, I told you that's why you should watch them all in order.
But I,
sir,
yeah, I couldn't skip around because they weren't on Netflix. But okay,
right,
they were
on TV.
That's just
okay. Now, first off, what do you think about Clara as a companion to the Doctor?
As a companion?
Because just because she's your favorite doesn't, you know, you can have a different reasons for why she's your favorite. You said Rose is your favorite, right?
One of them.
No, you said Clara was your favorite. Clara. What? Why do you like her so much, even though she's only been around for a few episodes?
You know, I sort of think she's like Matt Smith.
Meaning?
She doesn't really expect people to know things. Well, that's like the Doctor. Like, he says stuff that nobody understands, and then half the time he won't explain it.
Okay, and how's that? Does she do that? Because I don't really recall her doing that.
Well, and
mean she's like Matt Smith because she can be goofy sometimes.
Other way, she's like the Doctor. I couldn't think of them all off the top of my head, but I know they're there somewhere in floor B9.
What are you talking about? What is floor B9?
Nothing.
Did you get into my beer?
What? No.
You're making absolutely no sense whatsoever, sir. Anyway. Okay. All right, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
What happened in this season finale?
Man.
We just ended up watching.
The gang.
What gang?
Vastra.
Who is?
The lizard girl.
You know, and you know, what's really funny is you remember their names. What'd you say? Vastra?
Peanut Man, Strax.
Strax.
Jenny.
Jenny. And what did I used to call them? The lizard.
Lizard face girlfriend and the thumb.
Right, because he looks like a big thumb to me.
He looks like a peanut to me.
No, the Santarians look like thumbs.
They look like peanuts.
They look like walking thumbs. Anyway, so what happened? The gang got together.
Uh-huh. They found the Whisper Man and the Great Intelligence.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you feel? The Great Intelligence as a villain.
To me, he's sort of new.
Did you like him as a villain, though?
No, he was...
He was kind of... Yeah. You know, when Stephen Moffat came out with the Weeping Angels, that was just a stroke of genius. And even though you haven't seen them, but there's these people who, as soon as you look away from them, you forget all about them.
Yeah, I know. That's like the silence.
Right, right. Yeah, and you see, and these are some really cool concepts. Mm-hmm. But the Great Intelligence, which is supposed to be, you know.
Like the mastermind.
Right. He's supposed to be the big bad of the season. It was just like,
Did he ever show up anywhere else?
Yeah. He was in the Christmas episode where Clara died when he was Dr. Simeon. That's why they kept calling him Dr. Simeon. He was in the internet episode. Do you remember that one?
No.
We watched it earlier today.
Internet episode.
When he was riding a motorcycle up the side of the building. When they were turning their head and they were
with the spoon heads.
Yeah, he was the client that lady was talking about.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
You don't even pay attention.
Somehow, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, okay, anyway.
I thought,
as a bad guy, he was boring. I didn't see a real threat to him.
I honestly think that anybody who knew I checked Twitter. I followed Doctor Who on Twitter. I knew the name of the episode, the name of the doctor.
You know that was a mistake, don't you?
What? They weren't supposed to release.
They weren't supposed to leak that, especially in America. But it came out, and so they were stuck with it. But it was not supposed to come out. So now there was a bunch of people like yourself who thought that they were going to reveal his name.
Yeah, and people who thought the same as me, I bet were like, oh man, they didn't even.
Right, because I mean, you were disappointed.
What the heck?
You were disappointed.
Yeah, they give us that great title. They give us all that lead up to in the series about the Great Intelligence and Clara. And then they don't even tell us the one question that's been spread out through space and time leading up to that one moment. They don't tell us Doctor Who. They don't tell us who he is. They don't tell us his name. And I was just...
Yeah, you were disappointed. Yes. What did I say when you first told me that they were going to reveal it?
It's a secret that shouldn't be revealed.
Right. I think they should never reveal what his name is. Never. Ever. I don't even really like this. The fact that it seems like every season they even bring up the fact that he has a real name. You know, so like, just shut up about it. Nobody needs to know. And nobody knows my real name.
What?
See, you only think it's Derek Coward. I'm not telling you. Because that would ruin the secret. Why? Steven, you know damn well what my real name is. Go away.
You know
it's my real name.
Oh. How do I know you're not lying? I do this to him almost every day.
Yeah, Steven, and I do this to you almost every day. I'll say something really outrageous and ludicrous, and you'll be like, is that true? Of course not. Please.
That's why I'm the clown boy.
Steven, that would mean that not only am I lying to you, but I got your mother to lie to you. I got your sisters to lie to you. I got your grandmothers to lie to you. Your remaining grandfather. I got Nani to lie to you. I got all your relatives and all the people that I've ever met to lie to you.
Yes.
For the sake of a joke. And you know what? It's not that deep. Anyway, so what happened? The gang got together.
The gang got together and they went into the TARDIS. The old TARDIS. The TARDIS from the future.
Wrong. Wow, you're messing this up all the way.
TARDIS from the future.
All right, go on. Keep going.
The TARDIS that the Doctor was supposed to die inside of.
Okay, keep going.
And the great intelligence went into the Doctor's time stream, and then Clara did, and because Clara wanted to stop, he wanted to save the Doctor. And I'm guessing.
You didn't pay attention very closely, did you?
Yeah, I did.
No, tell me the truth. Did you pay attention?
Yes, I did.
And that's what you came out with?
What did you come out with?
Okay, what I came out with is the great intelligence found out the big secret of the Doctor, which is where his grave is located. Okay? And then they went to the grave. Well, he kidnapped the lizard lady, her girlfriend, and the thumb, took them into the future, and it was a battlefield graveyard where everywhere somebody died, that's where they would bury them. And the biggest, what they said, the biggest grave is for the high, you know, the larger the gravestone, the more important the soldier. And the biggest one of them all was the TARDIS, right? Not just a TARDIS or a representation of the TARDIS.
Because the bigger on the inside was leaking out to the TARDIS, and it made it bigger.
Right. It was the actual TARDIS that was dying. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now, they then go on the inside, and they have to get inside the crypt itself. And the only way to do that was to reveal the word, you know, the name of the Doctor, okay?
Which that's River Song said.
Right, River Song, who really technically wasn't there, said it, right? If you're paying attention, you know that.
Yeah, different. I know she wasn't really all there. Right. It was just,
so they go in there, and instead of finding, like, the body of the Doctor, they found his time stream, which was explained as a wound in time, okay? So the great intelligence, for some odd reason, and I don't get it. I don't know why he did this. But the great intelligence walked into the time stream with the express purpose of changing every victory that the Doctor had into a defeat. Okay? To fight the Doctor at every step of the way, right? To take a victory, turn it into a defeat.
Take a companion, turn them into an enemy.
And what happens, because the Doctor had saved the universe so many times, the stars started to go out, and the thumb, who was a good guy, turned into a bad guy, and all that kind of craziness.
And Jenny disappeared.
And the only one who could really save everybody was Clara, right? And she went into the Doctor's time streams, and what I thought was really cool, they showed clips of all the other Doctors, except...
Number eight,
you know why? Because I'm not 100% positive, but I don't think BBC has to own that footage, because they've shown it before. But anyway, he was only in one movie. In fact, if you go to the Facebook page of Sci-Fi Noise, you'll see all of the times. If you sat and watched every Doctor Who episode, they have it broke down on how long it would take for each Doctor to watch everything. And he is the shortest with, like, what, 1 minute and 30... No, it's 1 minute. 1 hour and 32 minutes, because that's how long the movie was. And it was such a flop.
What are they doing outside?
I don't know. Who cares?
Memorial Day fireworks.
Yeah, but it's not even Memorial Day. So, that was her secret. She was everywhere the Doctor had been and was going to be and all that kind of stuff. Now, at the very end, and this is the thing that you alluded to, she saw all of the Doctors, I guess, throughout history, except one. Okay?
Number
8? No, besides number 8. Because although I'm going to have to watch it again, because I really think they did kind of show like a glimpse of number 8. I'm not 100% positive about that, so I'm taking that back. I think if they did, it was like for just a quick second, right?
Yeah, like maybe him turning his head or something.
Right, something goofy like that. And they did that. They did that whole collage of all these different doctors 3 times.
You know, on the internet, I've heard that the 8th Doctor didn't even want the part as the Doctor.
I heard that as well. I heard that he did it because it was a job and he didn't really care one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't a series. It was a TV movie to introduce Doctor Who into the American audience. To introduce their version of Doctor Who to the American audience. Because the people who already knew who Doctor Who was had watched it late night on PBS Saturday nights, all right? Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the very end, he was, Clara had passed out, you know, who is this one guy? And there's this one doctor who's standing there with his back turned.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that, you know, Doctor is the name that he chose, because it was, I don't know, something about Rumpelstiltskin, I don't know. And basically, he said there was one of them who was, I guess he was kind of like the evil doctor. Okay, I didn't really understand that whole part. And we watched it, what, 2 times? 3 times? I don't know. But when it turned around, that doctor was John Hurt. And it said, introducing John Hurt as the doctor. And then Matt Smith carried Clara off screen. And then up come the credits. Now, what do you think that means?
That you were right, that they're going to make the doctor older.
Well, that was something we had talked about, for those of you who don't know. It seems like every single doctor has been a little bit younger than the one before.
Yes, because Christopher Eccleston is now what?
No, I'm talking 49. About it going all the way back to, like, the beginning doctors, right?
No, because he was like, old even in the footage.
Right, and then they got a younger guy, and then they got a younger guy, and they got
but
a younger...
Christopher, but, I'm talking from the 9th and then the 10th, the 11th.
Yeah, and they were all younger.
In real life, Christopher Eccleston was like, he's like, what, almost 50?
Right.
David Tennant is 46, and Matt Smith is 30.
Right, and Matt Smith was in his 20s when he had the job.
Mm-hmm, he was 28.
Right, and everybody's like, wow, that's too young. And so I was like, okay, so what are they going to do? Get like a 23-year-old to play the next doctor?
Yeah.
But it looks like they're starting to reverse that. And if this holds up and he is going to be the next doctor,
then they're probably going to go in a loop. They're going to make him younger.
Right, I don't know. To me, that is like the most interesting part about that whole ending.
Mm-hmm.
However, I do want to point out one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I do not think he's going to take over for the Doctor. What I think is, you know how they kept talking about a time war,
mm-hmm.
but you never really saw it? I think that it's going to have something like that where the John Hurt Doctor is going to be fighting the Matt Smith Doctor next season. That's what I feel. But I don't know.
Why would he fight Matt Smith?
Because he's a bad guy. He said that everything that he's done for peace or love or something like that.
He did without choice.
Yeah, right. But what? Whenever somebody says they didn't have a choice, but what they were doing was for love, that's just ridiculous to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that tells me that he's some sort of a bad guy, all right? Because when you think of supervillains, who's the first person to come to mind?
Lex Luthor
is trying to protect the world from the alien Superman. Okay? That's what he thinks. Okay?
But Superman's a good guy.
To everybody but Lex Luthor. Lex Luthor sees him as an invading force. Okay?
But yet he defeated General Zod, who actually wasn't. You know what? Let's not talk about Superman. Let's talk about Doctor Who.
So what I'm just saying is I think that these two are going to face off. I don't think he's going to be in every episode, but I think he's going to be in a couple of episodes.
Oh, Matt Smith or John?
John Hurt. He might even be in, like, an episode or two, just him, without Matt Smith. That would be interesting. Where he's...
Ooh,
where you see a whole different way of how he's doing things.
Ooh, or they could make it where John and Matt are fighting throughout time, and there are these different scenarios,
right,
which lead up to something involving Matt Smith and John Hurt that is a possibility.
All right, well, because what I was thinking is, like, in one episode, John Hurt could be setting up this diabolical plan, and then...
The next, he's fighting Matt
Smith.
Right,
and then Matt Smith comes along and...
Tries to
and
beat.
Undoes it, right? And defeats his plan.
Sort of like a comic book.
Right. Or, you know, John Hurt sees that Matt Smith is what he considers on the wrong side of a conflict, right? Because, you know, the Doctor has a habit of doing that. He'll rush in, there are two sides fighting, he'll take a side, and that other side is just, it's just shit out of luck. It's just toast. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what he could, and what John Hurt can do is come in and say, "What, you know what? You're on the wrong side of this, so someone take the other side." And then, you know, who knows? Maybe this time, the Doctor we've been following actually loses. You know, I mean, there's all kind of stuff they can do, but I do not think he'll be in every single episode. But we can't, we won't know until when?
November 23rd, Thanksgiving.
Which is right. It's around Thanksgiving, but I don't know if that's going to be like a special. If that's when the new season is going to start up. Do you know? And you don't care either. You just want it to come back. And in the meantime, you're going to watch these old Doctors, right? Are you going to watch some of the old Doctors with me? The classic Doctor Who?
Yeah, but probably past number one and two.
Yeah, and check out why. Why, Steven? Why don't you want to watch one and two?
Because it's in black and white. Uh-huh.
You're a racist against...
I'm not.
You're a TV show racist.
I am not.
Really?
I am not.
And why won't you watch a black and white?
Because it looks plain and bland,
uh-huh,
like a flavorless steak with no juice.
Yeah, but you know, a flavorless steak with no juice, you can add seasoning to it after the fact. But then again, I don't make flavorless steaks.
You confuse my own point.
Yeah, right, because your own point doesn't make sense. You TV show racist.
I am not a TV show racist!
Yeah.
Don't listen to this crazy man.
Uh-huh. You about to call me a crazy effer, weren't you?
No,
you,
I was about to call you.
You have a foul mouth.
I was about to call you a crazy fool.
Uh-huh, yeah, you would have been better off anyway. So, do you have any other comments you want to make?
No.
Did you? What did you think about the episode?
It was good, but a lot of people thought that it would lead up to something that it didn't.
So you felt disappointed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you think about the season as a whole?
The season was spectacular. Oh,
but you know what? You didn't even watch the first part of the season. Leading up to Amy and Rory leaving. You just watched since Clara came on.
No, I watched The Angels Take Manhattan.
Okay. Now, what did you think of that episode?
That was sad. Because you have these characters that you've known, you've gotten used to, even if you may not like them, and then they're gone.
Okay. All right, so, anything else you want to say?
Nope.
All right, well, thank you for listening, and I'll be back soon with another episode.
I'm going to go.